program. The toll-free number is for you to bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, we'll go back to Nick, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Nick, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had a few comments, and we didn't have time to get to them all, so I wanted to make sure we got them out there, about the Gates situation, this Harvard law professor or whatever who was arrested outside of his own home for, I guess it was disorderly conduct or disobeying an officer, probably disobeying an officer. I couldn't ascertain that from the article I was looking at there during the news break, but I did ascertain that they dropped whatever the charge was or the charges were. They did drop them. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you guys there?
Sure.
As for the actual charge, from what I ascertained from the initial articles that came out, it was disorderly conduct. And I mean, you can understand them dropping it, you know, when it becomes a national case like that, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, emotions didn't get involved. But, you know, this wasn't, like I said, this wasn't necessarily a police officer who gets out there on his high horse, which there are plenty of. Okay. You know, I'm 21 years old. I'm working in law enforcement right now. I'm, you know, attempting to, you know, get into, the local police department around here.
So and, you are currently training as a...
Yes, I'm going to school right now for a criminal justice degree.
And, all right, well, since we have you, I want to see if you can answer the question about the burglary call, because Mark was suggesting earlier that if somebody just makes a phone call saying that so-and-so, somebody seems to be burgling this particular address, that the cops can show up and just bust into that house. What is what do you know about that?
As for busting into the house, no, that's not going to happen, because then it comes down to, you know, obviously you can say without probable cause, you can say, well, you know, we observed this, I surveyed this, and you can say that, but it really comes down to a he said, she said, and it's not something that's going to stand up. So as a law enforcement officer, that's not something you want to, a position you want to put yourself in. So as far as I know, there's not going to be a police officer out there who's going to do that. Now, when you respond after getting that initial report and there are signs of a forced entry, okay, then, in all honesty, yes, you would want to check it out. But in this case, where he did, you know, just to rule out the, you know, Mr. Gates, as the actual person burglarizing the house, he did just ask for ID. And, you know, like you said, you know, he has every right, it is his property, not to show ID. But, you know, there are people out there who do just want to carry on and start, you know, and egg on a situation like this, whereas it could have just been a, hey, here's my ID. But, you know, he did, the only ID he actually did show, from what I heard, was his Harvard ID, which had no, you know, which had no address on it. It just said Harvard and did have his picture. And, like I said, I mean,
seems
there
like
was
that ought to do it. That ought to do it. I mean, like, you know, Harvard professor's not likely to be burglarizing houses.
You're right. But you're right.
And I got a question here. What about the officer not giving his badge number and not telling him his name?
Well, as far as I know, I mean, if you are a Harvard professor, I mean, I know I learned to read at a very young age. If you are a Harvard professor, chances are you could probably just look on that badge he has right there.
I don't know. Glasses.
Nick, since I'm going to be paying your paycheck, I want to give you this piece of advice. When the people that pay your paycheck ask for your name and your badge number, you ought to give it to them, don't you think?
You're right, and I don't know actually if he did or did not give that to him. You know,
so what do you think the charge is, Nick? What do you think the charge is for an officer not giving his name and his badge number?
Exactly. You know what? I'm not even.
There's not a stinking charge.
There is no charge. You're right.
Right.
You're right.
Because the people that make the laws use their enforcers in the way that they wish.
You're right. There are people. There are officers out there that like that. You know what? And you can paint a wide brush, because there are a majority out there. And like the last caller called, you know, he said, describe them as cowboys. There are a lot out there, and they get on their high horses out there, and they are the law. And there's nothing you can do. But there are those, you know, that I'm married into a law enforcement family. Everybody in the family is in some form of law enforcement. And they are the greatest people. You know, they have distinguished careers. And, you know, not one allegation of, you know, wrongdoing or, you know, just these kind of things. And
so, Nick, when it comes down to it, and they finally pass the law that says that you've got to go around and confiscate people's guns, are you going to do it?
No. When you outlaw guns, the outlaws have the guns.
Are you gonna pull your service
I would gladly.
On your senior officer and put him in handcuffs?
No.
Yes, you should. if a senior officer gives you the order to go confiscate weapons, you need to arrest him right there.
Well, you know what? Yes, in that sense, unless in fact I believe that there should be no reason, because you know what? I don't want that done to me, because you know I live in Florida, which is a very gun friendly state. And I believe in my right to carry a weapon. I've carried a weapon since I could.
Is open carry legal in Florida?
No, it's illegal in Florida. You cannot carry a weapon out in the open in Florida.
You're right. It's a concealed weapon. It's a concealed weapon. So
that's not very gun-friendly, Shaw.
Well,
we live in New
Hampshire.
Right.
Okay. But how many states? We're not the Old West now. I mean, how many states actually do have a weapon?
I'd like to give you some statistics on the Old West if I could. They studied 10 of the Old West towns and murders, and by murder they meant anyone who died in a gunfight or stabbing or anything like that. And they found the Old West is 4 times safer than New York City, 10 times safer than Washington, D.C., and 26 times safer than Baltimore.
And I believe it, because you know what? You hear these shootings in public places, and these guys go just down here. I forget what state it was. There was a guy who walked into a women's aerobics class. He had a thing against women. He started shooting the place, unloaded 36 rounds, injured 9 women, killed 3. Okay, but if one of those women in there, if somebody in there, somebody in that gym had a gun on them and could neutralize that situation before he took out any more lives, then you know we could have saved lives. You know, but
there's
it might
no
have been in a state
it.
Where.
Hey, Nick, was that guy a convicted felon?
No, he actually wasn't, but he was a weirdo. I'll give that much.
Okay, if he was a convicted felon and he brought a gun in there, because you know convicted felons can get guns, would you be against the law that prevents convicted felons from carrying weapons? Because
what kind of felony are we talking about? Nonviolent crime?
Murder.
Murder, yes. You know what? I have to say that why would you put that back in that situation where he's already let's say was there a gun used in that murder?
Who has the gun here, Mark? Wait a minute. Are you talking about the shooter?
I'm just asking specifically whether or not, because
I don't understand.
It seems like gun possession advocates out there they fall down on this one particular issue. So Nick, I'm going to say a guy who was convicted of shooting someone to death and has been released from prison, should he be allowed to own a weapon?
I'm going to have to say no.
Well, Nick, don't you when they come for the convicted murderers, who's going to stand up for them is really the question. Nobody is.
Nobody.
And I am a convicted murderer from the state of Florida, and because of that, I can't possess a weapon right now. Now, I live in 12 wooded acres out in rural New Hampshire in a town that doesn't have police officers. What's going to happen if some crazed maniac comes to my house to murder my family?
Well, you know, what you have in your own personal home, what you have in your personal home is your business and all.
No, it's not. You know it's not, Nick.
Oh, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm not speaking from behind any badge here. I'm speaking as a person to you. That's the way I feel about it.
There are lots of cops out there that would act that way. However, there are the guys out there that if they, for some reason, have to come to my house and they, you know, like the crazed maniac comes to my house and I have to neutralize him in order to prevent my family from being harmed, well, then what?
Then you have every right to, and you
then
know
I go
you
to prison for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's going to happen. And I'm not saying, I mean, heck, I didn't invent the laws, and I don't agree with all of them.
I'm only converting one gun possession advocate, making the attempt to convert one gun possession advocate on a very tough issue when it comes to gun possession, and that is
it is a very tough issue, but you know, it's something that you can argue all day, and you can bring hypotheticals into, and you know, you may not ever be able to fight somebody.
Nick, I'm really a convicted murderer from Florida.
Yeah, he's not joking with you.
Department
of Corrections number is 137553.
Okay, look, I want to go back in a different direction because we got distracted. I want to get back to the question about if you, as a law enforcement officer, and you're not yet, but you're training to be one, respond to a call about a burglary. And when you get there, you see some signs that, maybe the lock was jimmied, but the door is closed at that point. Do you have the ability to break in?
You don't have the ability to break in because you're no better than the burglar at that point. It's called a welfare check, and you knock on the door. And Gates, in his defense, the best thing he could have done was not answer.
Thanks. Thank you. That's exactly what my suggestion was.
Was not answer the door. But then when the officer did make an attempt to leave, and this gentleman did want to carry on, and then when you had Obama put his foot in his mouth, because, you know what, for being this great speaker.
I'm not a fan of Obama. I don't even want to go down that road. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I thank you for the call and the expertise tonight. Now, if your door is open, there's nothing to prevent the officer from coming inside and looking around.
Thanks for taking some tough questions, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. Great call. Call us anytime and give us the law enforcement view on things. Always love to hear your side of things. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a chat room. It's open 24 hours a day. Best time to be in there, though, of course, during the show. So go to chat.freetalklive.com to experience it free. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. You've been hearing the ads all over the radio, and I've been taking it, and it's a great product. It contains goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. It's a vitamin and an antioxidant all in one. You can get a free week supply by calling 800-219-8874. That's a free week. All you pay is shipping and handling. 800-219-8874.
All right, we'll continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We go to let's talk to Jim. Let's talk to Jim in Ohio. He's back from last hour. Jim, you were telling us about multiple sclerosis. You're saying that the highest incidence of multiple sclerosis was in Ohio, and the reason we're letting you call back is because you lost your cell phone battery. Normally it's only one call a night on Free Talk Live, but you were telling us about some treatment that sounded obscure and you weren't really able to explain to us because you ran out of battery juice. So go ahead with your thoughts.
I was suggesting that if the fellow listener over in Florida wanted to check it out, there's plenty of material on the internet about how to treat MS. I feel so strongly about the trespass by government. I think they should not be licensing physicians or most of the profession.
Absolutely. That is a huge detriment to, I think, people's ability to achieve the health care that they're looking for.
It's just the AMA just has a union stranglehold on the administration of medicine.
Right. The natural health people that have alternative medicines that many people swear by are not able to advertise the benefits, the purported benefits of these things. They are very heavily restricted, and those restrictions only get worse over time. Just basically promoting the medical establishment over the alternatives is essentially what the government's role is, to protect them from competition.
I'm twice as old as your apprentice in the law enforcement business, and I think that you need to understand a whole lot more about status and jurisdiction. I've been in jail myself for failing to identify myself. And what you're confused about, apparently, is you're mixing common law, which is our American tradition back in the first 50 years or so under constitutional theme. You're mixing that with administrative procedure, which came in basically with the 14th Amendment. Once you confess to being a U.S. citizen, you have no rights. Do you understand how that works?
Well, I've read a great deal about the 14th Amendment, and it seems like a battle that was lost a long, long time ago. I understand some of the benefits to claiming to be the citizen of one of the several states as opposed to a citizen of the United States. But
we're not citizens. We're born with God-given rights, and literally the theme was in place when George Washington went to New York to the president. The first acts of Congress were to establish contracts for service in the government. Every elected official had an oath of office, and he posted a bond. Every other matter consisted of an employment contract for somebody who worked in a government agency. But the whole theme in any country is based on contracts and the making and keeping of promises. And when the people in law enforcement are paying attention to what some precinct captain tells them instead of their solemn oath to the Constitution and to the common law theme, then they end up with trespassing against we the people.
Welcome to America. Thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I understand where he's coming from with this distinction between common law and kind of this United States judicial situation that we have that is anything but common law these days. Some would say it's admiralty, it's equity, it's different maritime jurisdictions, there's all kinds of legal theories and claims out there. I don't know which ones are true, but one thing that I do know is that telling a cop, hey, I'm under the common law jurisdiction, isn't going to stop them from putting handcuffs on you and putting you in a jail cell.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was suggesting that it would.
No.
But I just want to make it clear that
it seemed like he understood that that battle seemed to have been
right.
Lost.
There are no magic words out there that are going to save you from the police, which is why I say that the safest thing to do is to not interact with them. Unless you feel like you absolutely must, I don't see any reason to answer the door. And I know, Mark, you were saying that that Nick, who was on the line earlier, was just a trainee in the law enforcement system.
He's a bright-faced, shining new police officer who has been told what is the law in his school. However, once you get on the street and you start administering that law, things change.
But his advice is spot on. It's the same advice that Barry Cooper gives, and Barry Cooper is a retired law enforcement officer, or he quit, basically.
I'm just telling you, in that specific instance with the burglary, that and he said so himself, that if the officer tried to go in the house because he, thought that the burglars were still in the house, that it would be a he said, she said scenario. And do you really want to be in a court of law with your liberty and your money on the line, saying he said, she said against a cop? Because who are they going to believe?
How is the cop going to... First of all, your average cop doesn't have the concrete battering ram in the back of his car, and they only sent regular cops to respond to this particular call. So again, Mark, the best thing, in my opinion, in the opinion of Nick, and in the opinion of Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, to do when the police are at your front door trying to investigate something that you possibly could have been involved in, or even if you didn't think you could have been involved in it, they're cops. When you give them information, they will use it against you. Anything you say can and will be used against you, and that's before they tell that to you. Even if they're just questioning you, anything you tell them they can use against you. So it's better to just not say anything, and it's better to not even get into the conversation, get into a contact situation with the police officer in the first place, because you never know what you're going to be dealing with. As far as a cop busting into your front door because they were called on a burglary call, it's going to be pretty difficult. The average cop probably doesn't have the ability to pick a lock, and so good luck to them getting through a deadbolt and a regular door lock.
Good point.
All right, so let's go back to your phone calls, where Dan is on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Dan,
hey,
in New Hampshire.
Mark, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
There was some information that actually didn't get out about this that I had heard on this Professor Gates situation. Number one, he's been on a lot of public TV doing genetic research into the actual origins, on black people particularly, their genetic origins, which turns out that many of them are got a lot of white in them. So this whole business of race and
I agree. I think the whole race
is pretty crazy stuff. But I mean,
race is subjective.
He's a well-known person. Some of the people that, Quincy Jones, Oprah Winfrey, these were the participants in this genetic evaluation thing on public TV that I saw a long while back. And he did it on himself as well. And he does a pretty good job on TV, I think, as far as presenting information and things like that. But who knows what happened there. But, they say that they keyed the money and that all got recorded, but it's interesting they haven't released that recording.
Yeah, they don't do that. if the recordings are good for the law enforcement agency, then they'll release them. Yeah. However, if they aren't necessarily good, or there might be some confusion or whatever, they don't do that.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, as always, at 800-259-9231. This is a police statism issue, not a race issue, in my opinion.
Even though we, the people, paid for those mics, we paid for the recording equipment, we paid the salary of the officer, they won't release that stuff.
They'll give you what they feel like giving you. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit ID Strong.
stronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Saturday edition, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. All free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcast, or just like a podcast, rather. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which you can choose, and in every genre, Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. Let's continue taking your calls. But first, just want to throw a quick comment in at the, just because we've been talking about this Gates, this Professor Gates situation where he was allegedly, you know, somebody called that there was a break-in going on at his home. It was actually him, and he did have to break into his own home to get in because he'd lost his keys while he was out on a trip. The
cops came. Who knows how heated things got. The audio recording has not come out about this yet. But he refused initially, apparently, to show identification. Some people claim he continued to refuse. The CBS News article says he did show eventually his photo ID and his Harvard his government ID and his Harvard ID. And the cops arrested him anyway and charged him with something like disorderly conduct or disobeying an officer. And so that's kind of what we're talking about here. And as I pointed out before we went to break, it, to me, this seems like an issue of statism in a police state situation than it is an issue of race. But I can understand why Gates would have believed it was an issue of race. There is a lot of evidence out there to suggest that blacks and Hispanics are racially profiled by racist white cops, because that there's an unprecedented amount of them as far as a per capita population. By if you do a ratio and you look at the ratio of blacks in the regular population and then you look at the ratio of blacks in a prison population, you find more in prison. And it's not because blacks are more inclined to commit crimes, in my opinion. I think there's solid evidence out that there's a lot of racist cops out there in the system, and I think that's probably the number one reason why you see the those statistics. And so I don't blame Gates for feeling that way.
Where do you go to get drugs in a new town?
Where do you go to get drugs in a new town?
You go to a town that you're not familiar with.
I would go to a cab driver or bartender or something like that.
You think some people go to the ghetto?
Probably.
Why do they do that?
There's a perception that drugs are available there.
Maybe they are.
Well, maybe there are drugs available in every neighborhood of the town you live in.
And
need to know the right people.
Like, likely, that much is true, but you're not going to get it sold on the corner, because the entrepreneurs in the drug industry aren't going to be out on the corner in high bill hills. That's not going to be happening. So, you know, there's this sort of perpetual motion that goes behind this whole thing. People that live in the ghetto tend to be of, you know, different ethnicities besides the majority. It's not always true, certainly, and the ghetto tends to be the place where, you know, if you're going to be procuring drugs and things like that, that's where you would go. I think that likely there's more entrepreneurs in the drug industry coming from that area. I think that the problem is the drug war.
I think you're right about that, but there are plenty of people they could be targeting, but they choose to target the ghetto because, well, they're easier targets.
They're
right?
On the street.
Yes,
they're easier targets.
But I don't know if the entire black prison population is made up of people that were selling crack on the streets or marijuana on the streets or something.
It's
like
a pretty good percentage. I mean, having been in prison with some blacks in Florida, I can tell you that a lot of them have stories about how they would get away from the law while dealing on the street.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Don in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How's it going today?
What's on your mind, Don?
First of all, ghetto, drugs, no. I think you'd be better off with like a cab driver, like you said. First of all,
probably
all
black
people don't live in ghettos.
Well, some do.
I never grew up in a ghetto, and I'm black, and I've been racially profiled. But anyway.
Absolutely true. I did not say that all black people are in ghettos or anything like that.
I wasn't saying you were. I was just making a statement.
I want your opinion.
Okay. First off, Dr. Gates is not a law professor. He's a historian / geneticist, and one of his best friends and also his attorney is a law professor at Harvard. He was Barack Obama's professor. Okay, he went to India to do some genetic research because he's one of the people that's setting up the program to find out African slaves' real lineage in Africa. So when he came back, he was trying to get in his door, and he lives in an older house, and he had door swell. So he asked the cab driver to help him push the door in because it was swollen. He was on the phone with the Harvard maintenance people to come fix his house when the policeman showed up. The policeman asked him, please put down the phone, step out on the porch. Well, him being familiar with law, knew that once you step outside of your doorway, the policeman does not need a warrant to arrest you. He said he would not. He refused. He said, I'm a professor at Harvard. This is a Harvard domain. This is my home. And he said, well, do you have proof? He said, yes. So he walks back to get his ID. He did not give the officer permission, but the officer pursued him inside of his home, showed him the identification. And the officer said, thank you very much, turned around and walked away. He said, I would like your badge number because you were very rude to me. I would like to report you. And the officer said, don't push it, and walked away. He followed the officer out. He said, thank you for following my previous order. Turn around. You're under arrest. And he arrested him. They put his arms behind his back, and they arrested him. He's a handicapped man with a cane that came to the door. So I've never seen a burglar with a cane that was 60-something years old.
Or Harvard ID.
Right, you know, a Harvard professor. But he knew he was a professor, but because he was snotty enough to resist him, and wanted his badge number so he could report him, he said, thank you for following my previous order, which was a smart comment. You're now under arrest, because he has stepped out the boundaries of the
Just
door.
Another cop they with can, a power-tripping attitude.
Right.
That's what we're
they
dealing
can,
with.
Unless they have reasonable suspicion, they can't enter your domicile. But to your
and that cop would have done the same thing to me, and I'm, you know, I'm a white guy.
No doubt.
Had
he
I been
said
in this...
you were snotty, and yep. he would have done the exact same thing to you.
Yep.
But the thing about it is, the not answering the door thing, that's not a good idea.
Why?
I've done that before. They
what
kick
happened?
It in. They
what
kick
now?
It in, and they come in with their guns drawn. They don't like that. That puts them in an uncomfortable position. They don't know what to expect.
So you've
actually have friends that are police officers.
Hold on. I want to make sure I can ask you some questions about your situation. You said you've actually not answered a door before, and the cops have kicked it in. What was the situation there?
Well, actually, they were coming to look for someone, and we didn't answer the door because we didn't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
And I mean, you know, we didn't want to be bothered, you know. So, but they kicked the door in.
So they had a warrant for this person?
No.
So they were just looking to ask him questions?
Say again.
What were they looking for him for?
He had a warrant, but they did not have a warrant for the premises. They just heard that they were there. They can always get past. I mean, you know, reasonable suspicion. They can say they smell something, they heard something, it was a sound, whatever. That's not the best way to go about it. The actual best way to go about it is probably to answer the door. And as long as you stand your ground and you're not perceived in a threatening manner,
I have to say that I think that I understand that there are going to be rogue cops that are going to do terrible things. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But Barry Cooper.
I have really good friends that are police officers. That I've spoken to about these matters, and they've told me ways to handle situations. And generally the way, there are some individual cops that are not like the nicest guys in the world, but there are some that are genuine people that genuinely want to help. And as long as you portray yourself in a knowledgeable manner, they tend to leave you alone. Now,
It all depends. Here's what I would suggest. If you feel you must speak to the police, don't open the damn door. Just talk to them through the door. I think that's a midpoint that's more acceptable, because if you open the door, the cop could stick his foot in the door and prevent you from ever having a chance of closing it again. I thank you for the call, and I would love to hear from more people that have had experiences, front door experiences with the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Conversation is currently about the issue of how to handle the police at your front door. There are cops who have told us on the air, Barry Cooper is probably the most notable of them from NeverGetBusted.com, a man who spent years of his life busting, doing work on the narcotics squad down in Texas, has now changed to the side of good and is helping people rescue themselves from police arrest. At NeverGetBusted.com, and he's recommended always that never talk to the police. There's no reason to answer the door for the police ever. But somebody we're just talking with said he had an incident where the police were coming looking for somebody at his house. They didn't have a warrant, but they kicked the door in anyway. And so he believes that you should go and talk to the police. I still strongly believe that anything you say to the police increases your chance of being hauled off yourself in a pair of handcuffs. There's no reason to answer the door unless you know why the police are there in the first place and you have an interest in talking to them. For instance, if you know that, you know, there was a murder committed across the street and they're looking to get some evidence for and you weren't the murderer, and they're looking to get some evidence and see if you saw anything and that kind of thing. I don't think there's a problem in helping catch a real criminal in that particular case. But in most cases, I would say there's no reason to talk to the cops. Let's continue with your calls and talk to. And somebody told us that last week, right, Mark? Another cop told
us that? Police officer did.
Let's go to Dan in San Antonio. You're on Free Talk Live. Dan, are you there? San Antonio Dan, going once.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hey, you're on the air, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a question. I was in the law enforcement club back in high school, and we were always advised that if the screen door was propped open by the officer and the suspect went into the dwellings and the door's open, that gives the law enforcement officer rights to go into the residence. He was called to the residence for a possible break-in. He wasn't called in there for a suspect. That's why the officer went in.
You're saying if the door is open?
Yes, sir. He has every right to go in there.
Anytime there's an open door, you're correct. From my understanding, that's like an open invitation to the officer to come in.
I don't think he has every right. However,
it's legal.
He's going to.
It's legal for him to come in if there's an open door.
Right. An officer does not have a right to come into my house, even if I choose to leave my doors open.
Well, no. I mean, if you're at the door and you turn around and you go get identification, the officer was called to the residence. He has to go into the residence. He doesn't have to ask your permission if you're there at the door.
He may not have to legally. However, right. That officer, as far as I'm concerned, is trespassing. Now, I may choose to or not to do anything about that, but an officer that walks into my house without me saying, come on in, officer, and I've done that. And I have never had a problem with an officer at my house. Any of my problems with police officers have always been, elsewhere. But, at my home, that's my home. I pay the mortgage, and that guy does not have the right to come in my house.
When I was 11 years old, I was banging on my sister's window because I was playing outside when I was 11. Uh-huh. And a car drove by, and they called the cops. And, this was already 9 o'clock at night. My mom was up there. My grandmother was there. She was blind. When I answered the door, it was a state sheriff's officer. And he asked for my identification. I was 11. I mean, I had a school ID. And I said, I was banging on the door. My sister, locked the window. I was trying to get, my stereo back inside the house. And my grandmother, she was panicking because she was like, who's at the door? It's like, well, there's a sheriff's officer. The officer, says, is everything all right? And he goes, yeah, come on in. I didn't have a problem at 11. I don't have one now. So the officer comes to my door. Whether or not, my wife and I were fighting or, the house is disarray, and he walks in, and he sees the place a mess,
You better be careful letting an officer in after you and your wife have been arguing, because often on in some places, and I don't know what it's like in San Antonio, but in some places, in many places, when officers are called to a domestic dispute, someone has to go to jail. It's
true.
The law.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And it isn't going to be your wife, dude.
Yeah, not likely. Not likely. Even though, statistically, women actually commit more violence against men. It just doesn't get actually reported very often.
Sure, I believe that, but it depends on what your definition of violence is.
And a physical attack.
My wife has struck me before, usually
has
in
she?
A playing fashion.
Well, that's different. If she's playing, then that's your little bedroom.
If I struck her in a playing fashion, with the equal amount of force that she used in her percentage of force, I'm going to hurt her. Do you understand?
Well, that doesn't sound very playful, then.
It's not. And
so
I'm
then
just
it's
saying,
not playing.
Right, that it wouldn't be playing. I wouldn't be playing. I don't strike people. That's my rule.
Right.
Sometimes women will. What I'm saying is, women don't have the ability to harm the same way that men have the ability to harm. So I think that they are.
I think
more
it
likely.
Depends on the woman. I had a girlfriend that was more than twice my size.
Yeah, but it's fat. It's not muscle.
It's still momentum, my friend. Anyway, let's go to Charleston, WSC-FM, where William is on the line. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, William, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I was listening to the previous caller a couple ones ago that he said that the gentleman had a cane and came to the door and so forth. I'm an agent in the state of South Carolina, and he had every right to go into that home. To protect himself. If going to retrieve the ID, he came back with a weapon, it would turn into a bad situation.
Wait a second. That's my house. I have the right to have a weapon. That officer's got a weapon on his hip. The crime is not possession of a weapon. The crime is shooting someone.
I hear what you're saying, but the officer
if I wanted to stand with a shotgun trained on that officer while he's at my door, asking this stuff, it's not going to go over well. However, that's my right. It's my door.
No, that officer was dispatched. He has every legal right to go to that home, into that door to ascertain what is going on about a call for a burglary. If he goes in that home and he comes back with a weapon, it's going to be a bad situation. That officer is going to draw his weapon and potentially use it to protect himself.
Why is it that the officer gets to carry around the weapon but the citizen doesn't?
You can carry around a weapon, but what I'm saying is the officer got dispatched there for a crime. Who knows if two men could have had that guy, a gun pointed on the old man with the cane, and, you know, they could have been telling him, get rid of the cops. The officer had to come in, make sure everything was okay.
That officer wasn't invited in.
What can you do as a law? Are you a law enforcement officer, William?
Yes, I am. I'm an agent with the state of South Carolina. He has every
kind of
right
agent
to be
are
there.
You? What kind of agent are you?
Law enforcement agent.
So are you a statey? Are you a state trooper?
No, I'm a state agent with the state of South Carolina.
So you're like a detective?
I don't know what that term means, but we don't need to identify exactly.
Right.
Who
I'm just curious
is.
As to what state agent sounds really mysterious. I didn't know what that meant. So if you are at a front door and you've been called there for a burglary call, let's pretend you're just a regular law enforcement officer on boots on the ground. You're called to a burglary call. Nobody's answering the front door. There may be a little bit of evidence of the lock being jimmied, but otherwise everything's quiet. No one's coming to the door. What can you do?
If the light and there appears that nobody being there, I would call the place safe and report it as being safe, and there's nothing you can do about it.
What if it appears there is someone in there? What if somebody's walking around on the inside of the home just ignoring you? What can you do?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
You're used to people coming to the front door, right? I mean, most people come and they answer the door, don't they?
That's exactly right.
Right.
But if you see somebody walking around, you've got a legal right. Once you're dispatched there per 911, in every state in the United States, you have a right to be at that location. You have a legal right to be there.
You can have a right to be outside the front door, but you don't have a right to come in.
You have a right to go, but if I say that you're on my front lawn, you've knocked on my door, and I say, this is my house. Thank you for checking, officer. Goodbye.
Too much information, Mark. Yeah. Don't even answer the door.
Whatever.
Thanks for the call, William.
I really
appreciate hearing from you. We're short on time. I want to try to get Albert in Wisconsin. Albert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, Albert, what's on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to say, number one, it's very important that everybody understands their rights when dealing with police.
Yes, sir.
Now that, you know, we live in the age of YouTube and Google Video, and there's tons and tons of videos out there put out by the ACLU, and even Barry Cooper's clips are on there. I mean, you could sit there and educate yourself to understand mm-hmm. how to deal with the police. You know, if they come to your door, you step out and, you know, they want to talk to you, maybe something not pertaining to you. You step outside, you close the door behind you. You know, you don't leave it open. You can step outside. You know,
you can.
If you know,
if
I mean,
you
that's,
feel
I mean,
you must talk to them, that is an approach that is fairly effective. But I say don't even engage in the first place. What do you think about that one?
Well. It's tough to not want to, you know, in a sense, you know, who had to know
that you're not. It's tough because we've been trained.
Well, true, but what I would like to say is, I think we enable police to use force too easily. I think we should start to look for, I don't know, alternative methods when it comes to this. Like, they could have had dispatch call the house, and he could have picked up the phone and clarified who he was with the officer out there with the walkie-talkie and all that other stuff. I mean,
that would have been a way to handle it. You're right about that. I wish we had more time to talk. We've got more calls, but we're out of time. So thank you for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, but we'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a safe, happy weekend, and don't answer the door for the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call